T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to ask Deke.
Can you bring him in.
I have the first question for Doug.
Go ahead.
Doug, I started the show today.
Okay.
I said this was the worst loss in the last decade.
Yeah, I think so. When you look at the anticipation of, you know, what the crowd was and the addition of the players that they had, and then you look at the final score and the way they basically gave the game away, you know, with penalties, that it was probably one of the most frustrating ones we've had.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, our Browns analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Deke, the expectations couldn't have been higher. The excitement couldn't have been higher. Downtown was bonkers yesterday. It's just amazing. Like, in all the scenarios you imagined, yeah, we could picture them losing. But as you said, to lose that way, you don't want to judge the season based on one game. And I've been saying all day, let's take it easy. It's one game. But in that one game, they couldn't have played much worse.
Well, they beat themselves.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you look at it, Tennessee is a good football team. If they underestimated them, shame on them. But they're a team that went 9-7 3 years in a row. And last year, they would have probably had a shot at the playoffs if Mariota hadn't got hurt. Didn't play in the playoff game, and they didn't have Delanie Walker for 15 games.
Yep.
So, you know, they're a good football team, but, you know, I also think, you know, we're a good football team if we play like one.
That's right. They didn't yesterday. One of the problems was early when Greg Robinson kicks Kenny Vaccaro and then gets kicked out of the game. He claims, Doug, that he didn't purposely do it. He didn't even realize he did it. I mean, what an embarrassing answer. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your emotions run pretty high. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of guys bait you. And, you know, rather than being the baity, you got to be the baiter. And you got to keep your cool, because the guys will try to get the penalties. I mean, I've done it to people. It wasn't Dustin's uncle, but I did it to Tall Jones.
Yeah. Nice.
So where do we go from here, Doug? I mean, I know it's just one game.
But wait a second. Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry. I got to follow up. You follow got up. Ed Too Tall Jones? You messed with him? We got to hear that story, D.
I got him to take a swing at me, and they threw him out. But Too Tall was nice enough. He was doing a promotion maybe 10 years later and asked me to come by and do it with him. So I guess he had no hard feelings.
Can you tell us on the air what you said to him?
No, I just, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it probably wasn't the kindest of things.
It worked, though.
It wasn't of the Devereaux Lawrence school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Boy.
Doug, where do we go from here? That's where I was going next.
We just move forward.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you look at the film, you see the mistakes, and see, you know, what they cost you. I mean, every series there seemed to be a penalty, and we were always behind the chains. And I think, you know, Freddie likes to run the football. And, you know, because we were behind the chains so much, we never really got a chance to do it. Because our run the pass mix in the first half was, you know, out of whack compared to what, you know, it was last year when Freddie was running the offense.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. All right, Deke, let's talk some specifics here. Let's start with the offensive line. I mean, there was there's stats for everything now, and apparently Baker had the ninth most time to throw, which is not bad. There was a lot of criticism on the O-line. I don't think they played great, but did you think they stood out overall as being the main reason why, or just one of the many reasons why the Browns lost?
I think if you combine the penalties with the, you know, the pressures and the sacks, I think they had 5 sacks. Yeah. I don't think there was a lot of comfortable pockets.
Wasn't some of that on Baker, Deke, though?
Yeah, some of it's on Baker holding the football. And, you know, you look at it, and, you know, the thing is, you know, you got to get rid of the ball quick. And the thing is, Tennessee is not a big, you know, known for a big pass-rushing team. I mean, they added Cameron Wake, but other than that, I think, Casey was their leading sacker last year, and he only had 7.5.
Yeah, Cam Wake looked like he was found the fountain of youth or something. He's 37 years old. And, you know, Hubbard had a rough day with him.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the fact that, you know, Hubbard went from one side to the other side, that's not the easiest, you know, thing to do because, you know, you get so used with your steps and your techniques on one side. You know, it was one of those where, you know, you were hoping nobody else went down on that offensive line because I don't know who they would have put in.
Do you think they went, sorry, Dustin, do you think they went away from the running game too soon?
Well, yes and no. I think they, you know, would have liked to have a better mix in the first half. But I think, you know, when they got behind the chains so many times, you know, in on a first down or something like that, it kind of took, you know, some of the running game away.
The offensive line still looks like a bit of a concern. What are you going to do if you're John Dorsey with that O-line?
That's a good question. You know, the obvious answer would be draft about three or four of them next year. But with that said, you know, it's a tough place to find somebody. And the one thing that they can do is, you know, help out in the protection with when you've got, you know, dynamic playmakers like Odell and Jarvis and Njoku, you know, you can keep a back end to help your protection. But, you know, that gets one less receiver out in the passing game. But, you know, if that's the only way you can shore up your pass protection and make sure your quarterback doesn't take the hits he did yesterday, you know, you've got to, you know, kind of sacrifice one of your receivers to help out.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deacon, you know, Myles Garrett could have been kicked out of this game too.
Easily.
Right? Yeah. He throws the punch. I mean, it was an open hand. But, you know, there was just a lack of discipline. It was so you figured that would be one thing that, like, never crossed my mind, that this team would lack discipline. And maybe it's just an anomaly, but that was really stunning.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, you know, we've talked all preseason about being a tough physical football team. Well, there's a difference between being a tough physical football team and a smart physical football team. We looked like the Oakland Raiders yesterday, the way we were getting the penalties.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I mean, it was sloppy. And if they do that again, you can't beat anybody playing like that, Doug. Losing football.
Maybe the Dolphins.
We outgained them 346 to, 339. But when you throw the penalties in, we probably only had 160 yards. They're 285.
Yeah, and the tackling also, very poor. And that Derrick Henry screen pass, I mean,
embarrassing.
That was terrible.
Listen, I know the defense
missed the tackle because nobody touched him.
Well, yeah, it's true. On that one, you're right. Nobody did. But the tackling in general wasn't good. Hey, listen, as Dustin said before, you know, you hope that getting kicked in the teeth as bad as they did in week one brings them back down to earth, maybe, if that was an issue, and now they get back to and know that they got a lot of work to do. Hopefully that's the way they'll
take
it.
You know, embarrassment is a great motivator, and I think they were embarrassed yesterday. And I go back to 1980. We lost the opening game over in New England, and then we actually lost the first two games, and we ended up 11-5. So, you know, it's one of those where you sit there and say, you know, hey, you know, we just can't get by, you know, throwing our helmets out there.
Yeah.
You know, we got to go out and execute without getting penalties.
Did you see what Jarvis Landry did after the game in the locker room by chance?
No, I didn't.
He got into it with Schwab a little bit. These guys are, like, very on edge. You know, I felt like – and Jarvis is a good guy. I don't think he
– Oh, yeah.
But he was out of line with
his comment. I'm sure he'll realize that as well. But, like, he's a good guy. These guys were all just – I think that they were served a serious dose of humble pie. You know?
Without a doubt. I mean, and they call him Juice for a reason. And he plays with a lot of emotion. And, obviously, you know, he thought they were going to win the football game.
Yeah.
And he saw how they played. And, you know, that's frustrating. You know, when you beat yourself – you know, you can only look at yourself for, you know, for what you did. But, you know, with that said, you know, hey, you guys were the 11 that were out there on offense and 11 were out there on defense.
Deke, when are you guys getting in? Where do you guys stay, in New Jersey or New York?
Jersey City.
Oh, you stay? Oh, okay, nice.
Right across the river, you got a great view, and I tell you what, they've done a nice job with Jersey City in the last.
Jersey City's great.
It's beautiful. We stayed there last year for the preseason. We had the Giants.
I used to. We're not. Before I moved here, I was living in Bayonne, which is the next town over. Not quite as nice as Jersey City, but
you gonna give them some pizza recommendations?
I might have to give you a pizza place to go. I don't know how much time you have, Deke. Do you have time to go get some pizza?
Well, yeah, we try to arrive, you know, at the same time. You know, we used to leave at the same time. Now we try to arrive at the same time, and so, you know, we'll have, you know, plenty of time once we get there. That's for sure.
Are you getting there Sunday?
We'll get there Sunday.
Oh, you get there Sunday. I'm actually going to be in New Jersey this weekend, but I'm flying back Sunday night before the game. Anyway, all right, Deke. So let's look ahead a little to the Jets here. Obviously, both teams are 0-1. Both teams had high expectations going in. Certainly the Browns higher than the Jets. But the Jets, you know, there's a lot of excitement for them too. And they blew a game to Buffalo yesterday. You know, as you said, you could lose the first game. The Saints lost their first game last year, almost lost to the Browns, and finished 13-3.
Yeah, well, it's you know, the NFL is set up for easy turnarounds, and you know, I think you know what happened yesterday is going to bring a lot of people you know down to reality, and the reality is you just can't play dumb football and win.
No, yeah, Deke, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Good stuff, man.
Okay,
safe travels.
All right, Doug Deacon,
okay.
Browns analyst.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.